let's move over to GaN. This quarter, we delivered on orders for initial production builds that I previously highlighted at two major customers. It's still early yet, but we're making solid progress, tuning their boards for customer qualifications and field trials. I'd like to highlight two new developments, two leading indicators that we're on the right track. First, one of those customers has asked us to negotiate a global purchase agreement for base station business, which they only require of strategic vendors that they plan to ramp to significant share of wallet. Second, one of them has now asked us to bid on a 900 megahertz platform, in addition to the earlier 1.8 and 3.5 gigahertz programs. Subtle, but very important, is the fact that when customers consider new sources for legacy narrowband programs where LDMOS has thrived, they do so with a major shift in suppliers in mind and with the intention of qualifying that GaN supplier for all frequency bands. This significantly improves our SAM model. We now believe that GaN adoption will end up widespread at all frequency bands simultaneously, which would provide us access to the full billion-dollar TAM in base stations. This is exactly what I saw with the adoption of LDMOS many years ago. When the first movers adopted LDMOS technology, it triggered a domino effect. Base station OEMs know they can't be left behind with outdated power amplifier technology. I believe this domino effect can only be enabled by someone like MACOM, who can deliver the benefits of GaN at the required cost structure, and more importantly, with the supply chain flexibility to support surge capacity for global wireless infrastructure deployments. At this juncture, our ability to execute operationally will determine the magnitude and slope of the GaN revenue ramp over the coming quarters and years.